I guess the question still is, do you think that a balanced budget by 1981, which was a campaign promise, is a realistic goal for a man who's now in office, given all of the claims on the federal budget?
Well, obviously, I can't guarantee that. We've always known that the balance in the budget would be difficult. It depends upon how fast business invests, how many people are at work, which cuts down, obviously, on expenditure for unemployment compensation and welfare payments. And there has to be some trade-off. If there was an absolutely rigid fixation on a balanced budget, then there would be no chance for tax cuts. But I think when you take into consideration that we have a $25 billion tax reductions for the people next year, with about $6 billion tax reductions this year, that's $31 billion, that's a major benefit to the people. I just can't give a firm commitment on how we will balance tax cuts versus a balanced budget by 1981.